From the field, to the track, to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, Martinsville Speedway removed part of the wall yesterday to commemorate Ross Chastain's daring wall ride at the October race. The move by Chastain pushed him from 10th to a 5th place finish and qualified him for the Championship Four. Chastain was in attendance yesterday to help remove the wall. It's not clear yet where the wall will be displayed, but it could end up at the NASCAR Hall of Fame. First day of the ACC tournament yesterday, and Virginia Tech and Notre Dame took part in a thriller. Hokies had the ball with the game tied at 64 and 38 seconds to play.
Bazilli on the floor, he's playing with four. Mott's a free path and a dunk.
That's a heck of a play for Hunter Couture. Hunter Couture just took care of two defenders to open up the path.
That audio from ACC Network, Hokies go on to win 67-64. Also from the ACC, Georgia Tech beat Florida State 61-60, and Boston College beat Louisville 80-62. Second round of the ACC tournament is in Greensboro today, tipping off at noon. Wake Forest and Syracuse will face off. Then at 2:30, Georgia Tech will take on Pitt. At 7 tonight, North Carolina will take on Boston College. And then in the nightcap at 9:30, Virginia Tech will take on NC State. A coach with ties to the area will be coaching in the NCAA tournament as College of Charleston punched their ticket to the Big Dance, winning the CAA championship last night over UNC Wilmington 63-58. Charleston assistant coach Thomas Carr was the head coach of the GW varsity basketball team in 2012-13 and was an assistant coach at Hargrave prior to that. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.